Roll call.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Jim DeMartini. Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Jeff Grover. Mike Lynch. Ron Martin.
Here.
Michael O'Neill. Don O'Reilly.
Here.
Joan Clendenin. We have a quorum barely.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Here comes Jeff.
Oh, one more then.
One more. All right, we're good.
Another one. All right.
There he is.
Do we have any announcements?
Just a sharing of information. I met with the unions about a week ago, just to provide them some information, kind of Q&A type thing. Provided them some information, pretty much similar to what the papers have been asking for, without names. So I'm just kind of giving the board a heads up of what's going on.
Okay. Tom, anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Seeing no one here from the public, I'm going to skip over the whole public comment statement and move on. Consent items is listed on the agenda. Do I have a motion to accept the consent items?
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6A, correspondence.
All board members received copy of what the LA Times, Los Angeles Times, requested in the way of retiree data. Stan Serra responded in a timely manner with the data that we have on hand, and then with other items that we do not maintain. We just told them we don't maintain this particular data, potentially an employer request for employer, such as the actual position description of somebody who retires. We don't maintain that because we just pay based on salary and contribution information that we have received. And then there is some question as to whether somebody left us and went to CalPERS and then went to San Luis Obispo County. Do you put the position that they were in the last county or what they left with when they left our county, et cetera? So we don't maintain position titles. I think CalPERS does, but we do not. So some of that information that they requested, we do not maintain, so we could not respond with that. But other than that, they received everything else.
Okay, and I appreciate getting the email and notification with all the attachments, so thank you. Anything else on that item? All right, 7A, Standing Committee Reports. Maria?
Putting on the agenda the event featuring the Public Policy Institute of California event on August 24th, the featured speaker is Bill Lockyer, treasurer. I couldn't find a cost on that, but I got some inquiries from some of the other board members, so I thought I'd put it on the agenda for a vote, see, in case anybody is for sure wanting to go. Kelly, do you know if there's a cost associated?
There is no charge to attend. It would just be mileage and meal if they don't stay the night for 4:30 to 6 in San Francisco. So. Associated.
Okay. So that's it. It's talking about California's fiscal problems, as if you don't know. But it would be interesting, I guess, to listen to the speaker.
Jill had expressed interest in attending. She had hosted a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one we had. I thought we had a
next agenda.
Oh, okay.
So we'll need a motion to approve the travel and expenditure. So do I have a motion on the floor?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Awesome. Go ahead.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We just have the one person that's willing to attend at this point, right?
So if anybody else wants to go, let me know.
Okay.
One phone call.
My only comment would be it would be interesting to get a report back to see, you know, what value these one-day events are. Having gone to trainings like these in the past, I mean, yeah, it's nice to get an update, but I don't know what value one day with one keynote speaker can provide. So if Joan can give us a report back when she gets back, I think that would be helpful.
I think it would be a good reminder for us to tell her that in these types of instances that it is, we typically expect some kind of a report back anyways as part of our
Right.
As part of our policy, so.
So staff can pass that along. All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, and I've been informed by council that we have no closed session items, so we'll skip over item 8 and move on to members' forum.
Well, you are trying to make a record.
Fred, do you have anything?
No.
Nothing. Ron?
Question of Tom. How's our $1.4 billion doing?
That's a very good question. It's probably a little lower now. And, of course, you get your monthly updates.
But that's 2 weeks away.
You don't want to wait.
Right, right, right. And I couldn't tell you exactly.
I think Monday night the S&P was down just under 17%.
Yeah.
So we had the update, but then we wiped that out today.
And that's 60% roughly of our deal, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a billion.
It wouldn't be a billion at 1.4.
17% of
60%.
I think overall we're probably down about 12% probably total fund value. 10 to 12. I'm saying probably 10 to 12%.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Do we have any update on reference checks on our people we interviewed?
That reference was finished, finalized, and the succession planning committee has made its selection. So we're moving forward with that, and we are now into terms and conditions for employment.
Good.
Negotiations.
And we have a Maria, you're available right after this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently so.
So, yeah, we're moving right along, so it shouldn't take too long. So the committee's meeting right after this. To go over a couple items. So, Donna?
Nothing.
Maria?
Just for our consideration, based on some of the pending legislation at the state level regarding pension reforms, discussion I had with the union and other items, want us to consider the possibility of issuing another op-ed in the paper to, again, we've done it before, but it's been about 2-3 years, longer than that, I think. Since we did this, possibly I'd reissue something very similar, reissue something with changes more pertinent to what's going on right now, to inform the public. As opposed to just 3 years ago, we put out that article in the Modesto Bee stating, this is who Stan Serra is, this is how public pensions are issued, the costs, who pays for them, etc. So it was informative, it was the facts. No taking sides one way or another. It was just stating the facts. I'm just wondering if this is a time, with all that's going on, for us to restate those facts.
I guess my question would be, when the unions met with you, I can imagine what were their main concerns?
Apparently they're in negotiations, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, but they wanted to know, where does the money come from? And we did a lot of talking around the actuarial report, because a lot of the information that they wanted was there. So we just kind of went over that to a larger degree. But that's not really the catalyst for this. It's just the whole pension reform subject.
They actually asked where the money came from.
Well, percent. Who pays more? Who pays less? What does the employer pay? What does the employee pay?
By tiers and category.
Yeah.
Are they gathering information for negotiations?
I don't know.
There's 11 unions that negotiate. 12.
But are we, it's facts on one hand, on the other hand, are we feeding into any?
We're stating the facts. We're not feeding in, everybody's going to take a chunk of whatever information you give and use it to their own.
Yeah, that's what I think.
If we're going to be overt in a public presentation, we've got to have a board discussion.
Why I'm presenting it at this point. If we do want to go that direction, is what do we want to include, if anything? So is this the time? Is this, just to clarify, because a lot of the information we know that's out in the public is either incorrect, misconceptions, exaggerations, I know I'm not a lazy employee, So, you know, that type of thing. It's basically who pays for what. And, you know, even some of the effects that the current market downgrade has would cause to a pension fund and what that would mean. It's an I think we should take the position of educators if we can. And I think that's kind of the position we've taken in the past. We don't go out there and become part of the drama that's going out there. But we did put out information before. It was very factual, you know, black and white, no other offerings.
Well, I think, you know, yeah, it's helpful on one hand, and Jeff is right. We need to bring, you know, have the full board discuss this if we're going to do some sort of press release. You know, if you just look at the raw data, you know, at the end of the day, an employee, the median employee, okay, will get all their money back plus the interest they paid in within about 3.5 years. Correct. So at the end of the day, who ends up paying for that? Well, if you go back to the analogy that this is a Ponzi scheme, it's the active employees at the base of the pyramid that are paying for that, plus the contributions that are made by the employer. And that's really what it is. Yeah.
I don't think I'd use that term.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. But that's you know.
I'll defer to counsel.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, I mean, it's a pyramid scheme. That's the best way to.
But you're ruling out the compounding that takes place right. Over the 35 yeah. years.
Right.
I think
so
the big
remember to mention that.
What now?
The compounding of the funds that are there over 35 years.
Oh yeah.
Is 75% of the payout.
And the big thing right now, the political sensitivity right now is like it was pretty much almost 2-3 years ago, is what percentage of people get these huge enhanced benefits. What are they calling it? What's the term? The inflated amounts.
Well, we
spike pension.
Spike. Anyways, yeah. What's that?
I've seen.
No, and I don't disagree with that. But that's a very small percentage of people.
It is. But again, it's all relative, based upon what your position was, how much you paid in. Because, you know, you would be surprised how many people start late, put in 12, 13, 14 years in the system, and then choose to retire. I think that was very evident when we terminated or suspended the ad hoc allowance, because a lot of those people that spoke to that issue, that, you know, I based my retirement on getting an additional X to bump up my pay because I had a few years, a lower pay scale, and you know, I was going to get a lesser amount.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily where my sympathy lies. My thing is those people that work 20 plus 30 years and all they worked at as a clerk, they're going to make this much money. You know, and the person that, because they are either management, and I put myself in that category, is taking home more money than they made working when they retire. That's the obscene part.
Well, it's 6-1 half dozen the other, because if you're, I mean, we're getting off, but if the way you have, the way I explain it, because I've had the same discussions. If you're a non-management employee, okay, you're getting overtime, you're getting additional compensations during the life of your employment. Management, per se, is not. And, again, I go back to the issue of what is the value, the overall value of that pension to that individual. And if you look at how long these people are living and how much the system is paying out, there's no way you're either at the top or you're at the bottom. This has an immense value. So I think the discussion should be, how do we all collectively work together to come up with creative and positive solutions to make sure that this thing is viable going forward?
I don't know if we'd want to. I wasn't even thinking of going that far out in terms of if we did do an op-ed to go to that point.
Right. I think it's a tough issue because the reality is the people that are paying, or a lot of the people that are receiving when they're paying taxes, have to work till they're 66 to draw Social Security, which is capped at $2,500, $2,600 a month. So that's hard for somebody to look at that. Say, I've worked 45 years to get this, mm-hmm. if they're making enough money at the point where they get the maximum, most of them don't, to look at these public pensions that are paid. And it would be a different story if they worked till they were 65, but when you're retiring at 50, 55, or before, people, that's where the anger comes. And the dollar.
And it's actually, in my opinion, a bigger social issue because, again, we're getting off on a tangent here, but I mean, really, it's on a social, from a social level, it's part of the overall thing that's occurring in this country.
Yes.
You
know? We're worldwide.
Huh?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Every country.
Worldwide.
It's worse in the socialist European country than it is here.
Yes.
Tom, if we do bring it back, can you bring back the article that was put in 3 years ago?
However long ago it was.
Because as I understand it, she's asking that this be placed on the agenda. For
correct.
The,
yeah. Correct. Yeah. For board discussion.
And part of my discussion, so you know, Maria, will be we are going to be in the press often enough. Do we want to invite ourselves in?
And that would be
that's
my
really the question.
Yeah.
The only I don't think we've got a lot of.
There's plenty of information that goes to county employees and county retirees. Yeah.
But I think if we bring back what was in before, if Maria's right, it might give a different feel. Okay. So I think getting an idea of what was done before would be helpful.
Yeah, I think what we put out wasn't in defense of, it was just the facts. And I don't recall us getting a lot of kickback on that.
That's what I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah.
So it helped to see it.
Was that done in-house? Or was there a, who drafted
it in-house?
We did, and the board approved it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was an op-ed. It was like we took control of the information.
If we decided we like it, maybe we just do a rerun.
Yeah, exactly.
Just update the figures.
Because it didn't create a lot of controversy.
Retirement redux?
I mean, right now, everything you do creates controversy.
Yeah, I'll just add one additional thing. The issue with the initiatives that are out there, I mean, they run the gamut. I think the one piece of legislation that has probably the best chance is AB 340, which we've already talked about a little bit. We're already doing everything that's in there because we've never gone outside the legal limits, per se, the case law limits that pertain to Ventura. Huh? But even that piece of legislation has some problems with it. So, all right. So we'll put this on for a later date.
And I won't be here next meeting, so don't put it on that date.
No, okay. It'll be at the next administrative
meeting.
Oh. Not investment.
A little reprieve.
Kathy?
Who put this up?
Kathy, do you have anything?
No, I do.
No, do not. Kelly?
I don't.
Tom?
I don't have anything to add.
Wow, and I don't have anything to add either, so we're going to adjourn this meeting at 20 minutes.